B-Pod Studios.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Like we need it, but another reason to be mad at the tea. The winners at the MTV Movie and TV Awards, and yes, fans of The Hunger Games got the best news. Melissa has the juice coming up.
He's been on Twitter a few days, and already O.J. Simpson is acting up.
Leroy has your sports.
And how would you live your life if you knew there were people out there who wanted you dead?
But first, that's a lot. Well, as if people aren't pissed enough at the MBTA, here's another reason for you. So the T still doesn't know when the Red Line service will return to normal, but they're standing by their fare increase. So Mayor Walsh, who previously supported the fare hike, tweeted for a delay in the increase until the Red Line is fixed. Seems normal. And this follows Boston City Councilor Michelle Wu. She's been opposed to these hikes for a while now and has been saying the T should lower, not raise prices. Well, the MBTA says they're going through with the increase that is set to happen on July 1st.
All right, I got to be careful how I talk about this. I've been spoken to before. But, okay, let's say you go to Stop and Shop, right? And you go to buy some Frosted Flakes. The box is tampered with, and somebody pissed in your cereal, right? And you go to the cashier, and you're like, hey, listen, somebody pissed in my cereal. I'm not going to pay for this.
Right.
And they said, no, no, no. Well, we just actually raised the price on Frosted Flakes, so you have to pay extra for those pissed-on cereal that you're not going to eat.
And you're going to like it.
Yeah, you're going to like it. That's the same thing. You can't ride it right now because it's broken, which is messing up your day, but they're going to increase the price?
This is terrible.
Oh, my God, the tea's amazing.
Mm-mm-mm. Well, the MTV Movie and TV Awards were last night. Avengers Endgame was the big winner. Picked up 3 awards, including Best Movie. Also, Robert Downey Jr. and Josh Brolin picked up Best Hero and Best Villain. A Star is Born won 2. Lady Gaga for Best Performance and Best Musical Moment for Shallow. My Movie to All the Boys I've Loved Before also won 2. Noah Centineo for Breakthrough Performance and also Best Kiss with Lana Condor. Game of Thrones won Best Show. Jada Pinkett Smith picked up her Trailblazer Award. And The Rock accepted his Generation Award and shared a quote that he heard when he was 15.
It's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. With that, I love you. I thank you. Drink your tequila. I will see you all down the road. Thank you very much.
Drink your tequila. I love it. And good news for fans of The Hunger Games. I am one of them. Next May, Suzanne Collins will release a new novel that will be a prequel. It's set 64 years before the start of the original Hunger Games series. And, of course, I'm very excited. With a new book comes a new movie, although they don't say when that'll be out. But I'm very excited about
it. Like
that.
It too. It could explain how everything or show you how everything went down, you know?
Oh, I'm so excited. All right, here's Melissa with the juice.
Looks like Rob Kardashian has moved on from Blac Chyna to another reality star. If the flirting back and forth on Twitter is true, Rob is messing with Evelyn Lozada from Basketball Wives. I don't believe this. This is just, it looks like stupid flirtation to me. It started when Evelyn tweeted out of nowhere, at Rob Kardashian has a big sausage. And then Rob retweeted it saying, quote,
was it a picture of him eating a sandwich?
No.
That's how you flirt.
Right. Well, I mean, I don't know what you want to call it, but he responded back saying, and you're a squirter.
Okay.
Which, no, hey, he could have been talking about,
what,
you know,
actual...
something else. I don't know. Who knows? Maybe, hey, I'm just saying.
I'm only thinking about one thing when he says
of
that.
Of course. The tweets have been deleted from both accounts. Although I wouldn't know because Evelyn Lozada blocked me years ago when we were talking on air about her and Chad Ochocinco. She blocked me. Although I'm a fan. I love Basketball Wives. Her reality show with her and her daughter, Shanice, love that show. She blocked me just because we were talking about her and Chad Ochocinco's relationship.
She forgot
on the
about
air.
It. You should too.
Listen, no, I can't forget about it when I try to go and find these tweets and I see that I'm blocked from her freaking account. Diddy's ex-girlfriend has come forward describing years of abuse, including Diddy forcing her to have 2 abortions. This story is crazy. Now, this girl's name is Virginia. She's the same girl, if you remember, that was seen in a video recently laying in bed with Diddy when he was sticking his tongue in her mouth. Remember that? It was recent. I put it on our Get Up Crew Facebook page. Well, this girl, Virginia, did a tell-all interview recently where she says she dated Diddy for almost 6 years while he was with Cassie, saying that pretty much the entire time he abused her.
He was abusive. He was like always belittling me and always like, he was like mentally, emotionally, and physically abusing me.
She said that he would stomp on her, kick her in the stomach, pull her hair. Also revealing, too, that Diddy forced her to have not one, but two abortions.
I told him, and he was like, you're going to get an abortion, right? I was like, I don't know. And then he offered me $50,000 to get rid of it.
It was a three-part interview. I pretty much watched the whole thing. It is really disturbing. I mean, this girl gets super emotional. She starts crying through the whole thing. It's really sad. She says that he cut her off in early May and that she's coming forward to hopefully prevent him from doing these kind of things to other young women because she was in her early 20s. So, and it's only been a few days since OJ joined Twitter.
Yes.
So you knew it was only a matter of time before he did something stupid, allegedly sliding into the DMs of a parody OJ account called Killer OJ Simpson. Oh, after the person who runs that account was harassing him, OJ allegedly DM'd this person demanding he take the page down, to which the person responded, and if I don't, you're going to stab me too? And then OJ wrote, like I said, delete this parody account as you call it or face serious consequences by me. I'll find your ass one way or another, so don't mess with me. I got nothing to lose. And the dude didn't let up. He started sending them some more, like, DMs, too, like, harassing him.
Yeah.
To which OJ responded with 16 knife emojis and the ominous words, you next.
That cannot be real. That
can't be real.
First of all,
I don't believe it either.
Who thinks he even knows how to DM anybody?
Yeah, I don't believe it either. There's no
not
way.
Not that I don't think he's capable of doing, that he's, you know, would do something like
right,
that.
Yeah, right.
But
he has.
Right.
There's I don't think he knows how.
Twice.
There's no confirmation if OJ himself sent the messages that they did come from his account. Jeez. So, I don't know. We'll find out soon
he's
enough.
One of these days he's going to live stream a murder. You're going to see him by a window putting a mask on going, the juice is loose.
Here's Leroy with sports.
Well, the Minnesota Twins, they're a pretty good team, but the Sox beat them yesterday 2-0. Free agency in the NBA begins on the 30th, and Kyrie will reportedly have one more final meeting with the Celtics. I hope they can work something out, but I doubt it. The Raptors and Drake, they celebrated the NBA championship yesterday. They had the parade and a rally, but unfortunately, four people were wounded in a shooting during the rally. Two suspects were arrested.
Really?
Yeah, it was crazy.
Toronto?
Yeah, in Toronto. And there's video of it, all types of angles. It's crazy. You see the crowd just taking off. It's sad. Tom Brady earned $2.35 million in royalties last season. That's the most in the league. That's from like Nike jerseys, video games, and stuff like that, and trading cards. And the David Ortiz situation, man, it keeps getting crazier and crazier. One of the suspects was sentenced to a year in prison, which I'm kind of shocked. It's just a year. And police are saying that there may have been another attempt on Ortiz's life months ago when someone tried to run him off the road. All right?
What?
Yes. Yeah. That's what I mean. Like, if that happened to you a month ago,
right.
How could you? I mean, there's people out there trying to get this man. I don't know how I would live my life. I probably would be secluded in the house. But
he's
this guy
sitting
is still
in a cafe on the street
right.
with no security after supposedly he knows somebody wants to kill him.
Right. Nah, that's not going to happen anymore.
It's crazy.
Say goodbye to, you know, Big Poppy. Big hug. He's going to push you away. You're going to get punched in the face by a guy who's like 300 pounds.
Right. And just a reminder, we still don't have an official motive for all this stuff.
Right.
Sox and Twins back at it tonight at 8:10, and that's your sports.
All right, Lee. Giving you with some good news. Well, you can get more than a chalupa at Taco Bell. You can find some true acts of kindness. So, an elderly man was going through the drive-thru, and poor thing, he ran out of gas.
Oh.
Well, the kind employees at Taco Bell in Sugar Creek, Missouri, dropped what they were doing and pushed the man's SUV into a parking spot. And not only that, but one of them, Jessica, who's 6 months pregnant, found a gas can and filled it up for him. And the woman who witnessed all of this and posted about it on Facebook said that this is not just a one-time act of kindness and is very typical of the employees at this branch.
Then he started the car, slammed on the gas, and drove right into the Taco Bell.
Stop it! I thought I hit the gas or the brake and I hit the gas.
Well, the part that I said was your good news, and this report made hot by Dedham Savings Bank. Dedham Savings Bank going above and beyond for customers since 1831.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.